The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 1, Poem 10, Thou Didst Not Abhor the Virgin's Womb. What happened to the maid? Did pointed finger, eyes turned aside, bring hot blood to her cheek? Must the Christ enter through low gate of shame, e'en as through gate of shame they drave him hence, that none might taste an anguish strange to him? When thou tookest upon thee to deliver man, thou didst not abhor the virgin's womb. Joseph heard rumors, knew his people's law, but suffered for the maid betrothed to him. He would not put her to an open shame, was minded privily to put her away in pity, not in anger. He was just. And while he pondered, came an angel down and spake with him by name, knowing his birth, though he a poor man's son and wrought for bread. Fear not thou, Joseph, son of David's house, to take thy wife because she hath conceived. The child she bears is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and Jesus thou shalt name him. For his people from their sins he comes to save. Thus spake the prophet Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. These things saw Joseph in his sleep, and rose to give the shelter of his roof and love to the sore grieved virgin, maiden wife. Acquaint with shame, ere yet he left the womb, the King and Savior of mankind did come.